Hello, everybody. I don't know about you, but I'm having a great day. This is so eclectic. And I think my new favorite word is ecosystem, right? All of us working together. So I'm very excited. We're going to move into an area that is, for me, kind of the driving force, which is all about data. So I'd like to introduce to you John Banks, who is the Vice President of Commercial Vehicle and Fleet Advisory Solutions at Escalent. John, welcome to the summit.
Thank you, Catherine. Really glad to be here. It's an exciting day, as you said. Lots of good info so far this morning, and very excited to get through our next session here and talk about data.
I know. We like to hold hands on that, don't we, John?
Yes, we do.
If you wouldn't mind, just take a couple minutes and walk everybody through your background, because I think that that's important. And then I'll do the same about data. Go ahead.
Sure. No, thank you. Yeah, for the opportunity today. And Escalent is a proud sponsor of this event, both in the spring and the fall. So we're pretty excited about that. I've been in the business transportation wise for a number of years. And any of the friends out there tuned in today, a big shout out to all of you. Definitely worked through the forecasting industry of light vehicle and commercial vehicle. Very excited about transformational different solutions that we brought to market over the years. And really excited today to talk about what we put together over the last several months and what the future holds for us as well.
So data, 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 but we both know, John, that data in the commercial vehicle space has been a very challenging item, right? Chasing it's hard. And you've worked at a couple of other places where, you know, it's more about kind of projecting or thinking about what it could be. It's not actual physical data. So my background, of course, was joining the industry in 2007, actually to publish a magazine in the work truck space. And I found out that in reality, you couldn't go and search online for any specific vehicle, that vehicles, whether they're a dump truck or a flatbed or a, you know, a service body, there was no way you could go and search for it. And that kind of threw me because, you know, we were looking at the internet as being a way to, you know, share information and have a data access at our fingertips. And it was after a bunch of reviewing the whole supply chain and the fragmentation of the supply chain that it became clear to me that the problem really was, and I'm sure everybody on this session knows what a VIN is, so I'm not going to explain that, but that once the VIN was set for that vehicle, no one kept track of what the vehicle became after that.
And that's why what we've been working on that we'll announce has been so exciting to help bring visibility into that. And the next layer of info as well, the upfits and vocational aspects and applications specifically for a commercial vehicle. Very exciting.
Well, and that is the big news today, isn't it? So let's talk, I'd like you to talk a little bit about this new exciting triumvirate is what I'm calling it, just so you know. So tell us a little about what you guys have accomplished here.
So over the last year, we've been really working on trying to pull together a holistic view of the commercial vehicle market. And so what I mean by that is really the supply side of commercial vehicle and also the demand side, and putting those together for real-time information on what's happening today, as well as a very far-off future look into the 2030s as we sit here today. So Escalent moved forward and was announced yesterday, put a press release out that we have this awesome partnership that we've had now this year with Work Truck Solutions on pulling together, Catherine, what you had mentioned, a lot of the different data that's out there today and really has a great representation of the demand side of what's going on in the commercial vehicle industry as we know it. So when we think about chassis and all the vocations, Escalent acquired and announced yesterday the acquisition and completion of Rhine Associates, known in the industry for 20 years. The Rhine Report has been out there and great insight into the commercial vehicle market for North America, including powertrain info and really the entire supply side of the commercial vehicle industry. So we're really excited now to work with Work Truck Solutions and Escalent with Ryan and the associates there, and to put together this holistic offering. And that'll be the fun part as we talk through some of the use cases, both today and tomorrow, and as we go through this new suite of offering that we're calling Commercial Vehicle 360. And you know the 360 view, you've been there many times.
Well, and of course, this morning we got a taste in the market outlook with Andrew. So Andrew Roble has joined the team there,
yes,
at Escalent. So that was the big announcement I mentioned then. And yeah. And I think that there's opportunity. We've identified some very clear ideas around where help is needed. And that's kind of what we're going to do today and tomorrow. We're going to go through some of those areas where we think it's very, very clear. But I think, you know, at the end, we have your contact information. I think anybody that's watching this, if they have data and ideas that they either have or they're looking for around this area, I'm sure that we're going to want them to get a hold of you, because that's the framework that we're in. And that was one of the things that I really liked about the, certainly Jim's fireside chat today, where each one of the diverse participants were talking about how to work together and how to make it more transparent for the right kind of efficient growth that is happening.
Absolutely. And so even though we've been working on this for a while and brought some structure and had some different conversations, we're really interested in listening to the customers out there, the potential prospects and customers. And not only are we working with original equipment manufacturers, but we're also looking at upfitters and helping to pave the way for better assimilation of the information that they need for their products and the vocational upfit. So there's a variety of areas that we're going to address with these offerings. And we're really looking forward to some of the continued conversations and taking that feedback and building it right into these solutions and offerings that we'll be coming out here with shortly.
Well, let's take a look. I think we're going to take a look first at just kind of the. I love what you guys are calling this, right? Number one, it's a suite of solutions, which that always means it is kind of a buffet, or it's choice. It's something that is, a very kind of customizable for my needs, whoever's needs they are. And then of course that 360 view, which we're all starting to have in a lot of different areas, not just of the vehicle itself, right?
Right. Yeah, and that's the different attributes. So we're going to talk about a couple of different use cases today and then a couple of unique ones tomorrow. And as you had said, it's a suite of solutions, similar infrastructure of information that we're pulling together. So when you think about the ubiquity of the clouds and different capabilities that you'll have access to, we're very excited about some of the build outs of some of these offerings. So you want to just talk about one of them right now?
Let's go.
So one of the things that we looked at were different uses of OEM's chassis. We've all seen them at the dealerships, sometimes stacked on top of each other and so forth, and really understanding what can I turn this into? What's the powertrain capabilities, the electrification versus diesel or ICE? When we start to think about different vocations for different industries and geographies, what are some of the take rates for these vehicles? Why are some more popular than others? When we were speaking earlier on Jim's, and we were talking about needs for vehicles down in Florida for the cleanup, and how do I quickly take a chassis and then upfit it to use for transportation or distribution of cleanup efforts, if you will. So one of the things that we're looking at is, and this is the exciting part, working with your team, is this insight capability on what's out there today, and the demand, and really looking at it across North America, the geography the different take rates on the bass as well as the upfits, and everything in between as far as classes 2B all the way through 8.
One of the things that really excites me about this is not, of course, that's the foundation, but when you start really digging into those use cases, those vocations, I remember Mondar mentioned that, you know, more and more these applications, and even Gregory talked about it, it's like, how do we make sure that we can give the use case what they need, right, but still be efficient manufacturers? Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And how do we make sure that we have enough information going into it to not have to wipe it out, all that work out at a certain point, because the customer was saying, oh, well, I don't want that. Right.
Right. Right.
I like your example here. I mean, this is just one of, I don't know, am I being crazy by saying a billion? Probably, but one of just many, many, many examples where, it's so important, the element of that vehicle, like lighting, right?
Well, and that's where it really brings in all the different pieces, right? You've got the chassis, you've got the body, the upfit itself, all the different details. So really with Truck Insights, you'll have a day-to-day understanding of what's out there, what some of the needs are, trending info, comparative info. So when we start to think about features and how they're contented, the vehicles in the cab, the chassis themselves, all of that info will be available with our joint offering here that we've kind of labeled Truck Insights. But to your point, when you start to think about all the combinations that are out there, those are the parts that we're really looking forward to. Some of the feedback is, where should we focus? What are some of the things that are in immediate demand? And this current view, when I say current view, sure, there's some history there, right? Commercial vehicles, right, they're on the market for a long time, and you start to think about years of service and even potential refits later on. So we're going to have some history in there, current view, and then a near view as well, as far as what the short-term future holds for this offering. So we're very excited about working with your team and helping to build insight into these different scenarios that come up, especially with the whole new aspect of electrification and brand new platforms and, you know, skateboards and so forth. So there's really a lot to discover out there. And that's where working with your team, normalizing that info, right, being able to digest that info in real time to get to the answers that a lot of people have been asking for quite some time now.
Well, when you think about the things like cycle time, right, that could, right, that are different, the fragmentation of the supply chain, right? That's what we're really talking about. Sure, there's the information about the vehicles, but there's also, how do we bring all of that kind of information that when you look at the whole project, you know, of getting the right vehicle to the right customer, the right buyer, in the period of time that they need. There's so much along that way, and it won't all be, you know, it's not going to be one and done here, right? It's going to be, right, learning. Oh, yeah. And of course, with all of the new exciting changes, it's going to be learning and guessing. I loved, yeah, what Andrew said this morning. I can tell you one thing about the percentage that we project, it's going to be wrong.
Right. Right. And that's the fact, is because that demand side of it, you just never know. Right. So in the, right, case of the example earlier, you know, we hate hurricanes. Mother Nature can be cruel. And sometimes it's a terrible season. And right, when we look at loss of electrification out there and pros and cons, managing the risk, this product and working together, you know, with the industry to bring the insight that's needed in real time, right, we really think that there's a demand, has been a demand. Light vehicle side has had some of this in the past, and mm-hmm, now we really want to, yep, bring that up. And with all the emerging OEMs as well, you think about, right, how many different companies in North America are either focusing on this area, want to be in this area as far as growth.
Yep.
It doesn't get a lot of PR as much as the retail side of the world, right, but you know, you and I both know there's billions and billions of dollars going into this market.
It's like having a flashlight to show what is hidden, right?
Right, right, right.
So let's look at another one, because I'm getting really excited now. Ah, well, this naturally falls next, right? Just sort of, right, what you're saying, right?
Right, exactly. So when you think about if Truck Insights gives me the demand side of where we're at today and a current view of what's going on now, what does the competitive landscape look, right? So what does 2030 look like really and into the 2030s? So as Andrew said this morning, when you start to think about the changes, the percentages of adoption, you start to think, am I too optimistic? Am I too pessimistic? And right. So competitive landscape then complements Truck Insights to give you that future view. Mm-hmm. So when will, in the case of power takeoffs or other upfits that are out there, some of it we're going to electrified PTO as well. What are some of the capabilities of these vehicles? When will this technology actually come to market that we're all tracking? And so that's really the exciting part is when we start to think about, you know, pick any one of the options out there. You think about capabilities on the vocational side, refrigeration trucks and so forth. What does the future hold? And competitive landscape complements that demand forecast, if you will, with the supply view and also the future view as well. So it's pretty interesting.
You know, if as I'm thinking about a business operating in this environment, it made me realize that when you get really back to business basics, what I want to do as a business is take what I'm really good at and be the first one there, right?
Right.
But even better, maybe be the only one. And in this industry, that one of the cool things that I've loved about it all along, it's not like telephone and stuff like that, where everybody's doing exactly the same thing. Right. You know, in fact, you have to stop them from talking to each other about prices, but they still end up at exactly the same price, right? You know, here it's like the needs are so unique and specialized by vocation, by use case.
Oh yeah.
That if you could understand what's being done and you knew where the open spaces were, the blue sky was, right? How much, what a big advantage it is not only to you as a business, but to the industry, to the whole ecosystem.
Right. So that's the visibility. That's the insight that we want to bring, right? Is to help everybody create this awareness and this knowledge. And so as we picked on cycle planning, right, the start and mm-hmm. end, a lot of the commercial vehicle runs were very long. And we start to look at now this adoption of new technologies and the application. Andrew mentioned right at the very end, you know, this perspective on hybrid. And even in Jim's piece, we talked about hybrid. And I think one of the individuals said it's the worst of both worlds. Well, what does that mean specifically? You know, where you've got a battery complexity and you've got diesel engine to deal with as well, and harmonizing all of that. So with competitive landscape, we'll be able to provide that view as to when will those come to market. And then working with the communities and working with the different upfitters and the different OEMs and OE suppliers as well that make it all happen. This is where providing this insight, I've done it a few times throughout my career, been part of some great teams with some great people. And we're really excited to bring this to market and working with your team, the Ryan Associates and others. Escalon is really known for primary research and we do it very well.
You're like putting your finger on the pulse of the actual, you know, the buyer, the business buyer, right?
Right. And that's the part I really didn't emphasize earlier, which is Escalon has done a lot of primary research in its time. So we work with all the OEMs and have great relationships with them. So now we're continuing to provide that capability, but now we're also looking at the commercialization of this. So, you know, a subscription model that allow people to join the club.
Right.
And be part of our club, you know, working with you and us and others, and influence these products and offerings as we bring them to market, and really looking forward to those conversations and, you know, sharing what we believe the first incarnation will look like and then building upon that.
You know, John, I was thinking back, I've known, so Escalon's name when I met you guys was Morpace, and right. I knew that you'd been around for 40 or 50 years, right?
Yep.
Doing data primary research for originally OEMs, Ford, right? And then you've expanded your verticals, but still, you know, love automotive. But you were the first group I ever met that was focused on commercial at all. So We had lots of, collaborative opportunities to get to know each other. And then over the last few years, I've watched as you guys have really leaned in. I know that you have acquired a secondary research company.
Yes.
Now, for those of you that don't understand those marketing terms, primary research is when you go do find the research right now. You go talk to people, you go have an current real time finding out answers to questions. Secondary research is the gathering of information that already exists, which is complementary, right? Primary right. research, secondary research, they're important together. Yep. And then of course, now you're actually collecting either partners or acquisitions who have data that specialize in certain complementary data sets. I know that you also have kind of this new group of data scientists that you've even brought on board. So it's an exciting yeah. times for you yeah. guys. We're really pleased to be working with you guys. I mean, I've often thought that, you know, that's what's important in this industry, especially is finding like-minded people who want to collaborate and share and do things for the good of everybody, honestly.
And that's a great segue too, as far as secondary research is concerned. We've got one last use case here that mm-hmm. we wanted to kind of chat through and talk about. And so when we think about secondary research, as you had kind of articulated, we start to think about, okay, so what is generally available out there? And so when we think about the capabilities to now curate that content, present that information, and then offer the users of this solution, of this capability, the ability to highly customize it, right? So you start to look at trends in technology, what's out there. I mean, everybody today, we get so much email and it fills our inbox. Okay. And, there's these little shreds of important information that we try to find, you know, the proverbial needle in the haystack, if you will. Right. So one of the things we're working together on then is building this targeted monitoring capability. We've got some great expertise in the ability to take disparate data sets, normalize that info, and then present whether it's trending info or, again, answers to questions that are out there. Sometimes we do need to do primary research, but, you know, in general, there's a lot of info about what's going on currently. And not only curating your normal information that's web available, but also doing it across different medias as well. So when you think about, right. you know, the videos that are out there, the podcast, yes. you guys have a great podcast as well. I love listening to that. And so when you start to think about how relevant, all the info is out there. And do you need it daily? You know, we think weekly is good. And then, you know, a yep. monthly summary, you know, on what happened over the previous yep. month and a lot of the so what factors that go into that. So we're really excited to bring this new tech.
I'm really looking forward to that myself. I mean, like you said, I just get to a place where literally I have to get rid of emails. I just have right. to. I can't keep them. And I know there's stuff, hidden stuff there to have my own personal curator. Who right. I can have set it up in the way that I want to get it, and then to be able to go to it when I have the time, right? Yep. And to me, that's just so efficient and so excellent, right?
Yeah, and then take all that information and make it searchable and retrievable, and you know, really this capability, right? You know, and it complements the other truck insights and competitive landscape that we talked about, because now you can use that to look at what some trends might be out there, either on the upfit side or from an OEM, the launch of new technologies. And this really gives you that ability then without having to go out and you know, Google search for it and so forth. This gives you the ability to have it delivered right to you in a normalized, easily consumable fashion.
Well, and I would say this particular service is very broad. You know, it's not the other ones are very kind of product related, right?
Right.
And that's great. And you know, whether it's an OEM or whether it's an upfitter or whether it's somebody serving OEMs right. and upfitters who want to understand what might be happening and the influences and all that, that's all great. But for anybody that's in the commercial space, and that, you know, I listed at the beginning all the different stakeholders, there's so many different ones, then this could allow them to have the right kind of filter on it for them but somebody doing the work for them that understands the space.
I totally agree. I'm very excited to announce the team that we put together this week. Really appreciate the opportunity to try to get out and tease some of these use cases that we're going to solve for, and to put it out there that that we would love to hear from all of the audience today and mm-hmm. potential. There's some of my contact info, if you will, and we are definitely excited. There's a large group, a large team of teams that are working to pull together a lot of this info. And Catherine, we just can't thank you enough for providing the quorum for us to get this info out there. Your help over the last year, even though the relationship with Escalent goes beyond your and my relationship, that the teams are really working well together, and we are very excited about what the future holds.
I agree. I've heard whiteboarding, I've heard brainstorming in almost every one of the sessions. And I'm going to warn everybody that John and I together are seriously a problem for the rest of you, because we've got ideas and things to do. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Catherine.